White. Preston, Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. April, 1892. Dear son Willie, we have just received the mail containing a long letter from you, larger than I expected. It was very interesting. I was glad to read Elder Olson's letter. It comforted and encouraged me that the pressure upon me to write to him was of the Lord. I am glad you had so pleasant a journey. I have thought how pleased I would be if I were well and could be one of your number. But I am the same crippled creature as when you left, sometimes worse and sometimes better. At times, I feel discouragements forcing me to look on the dark side. But most of the time my heart is filled with gratitude and praise to God. Fanny is spending a couple of weeks with Sister Danielle's. She has suffered much with neuralgia in her head. She proposed to go down to Melbourne and get a new cast on her limb and have a change by spending a short time with Sister Danielle's. It was well for us all around. Sister Danielle's says she is company for her, and it will do Fanny good. Everything moves along pleasantly here. It has been very stormy the whole of this week thus far. It will not be of use for me to write you much, for I expect to see you so soon, and fear you will not get what I write. We shall send this to Auckland. Elder Grant has been in Melbourne some weeks. We think it no use to get excited over the matter, but just lie low at the foot of the cross ourselves and ask the Lord to take this matter in his own hands. We shall need to make some special arrangements to look after the flock of God, that they shall not be deceived in this matter. The Lord help every one of us to stand at our post of duty and, while faithful sentinels, be sure and place all our dependence upon God. The work is the Lord's. The people for whom we have an interest are the purchase of his blood. He loves them better than we do. He will care for them. As human instrumentalities, we must act our part with faith and firm trust in God to do his own work. The Lord can make the wrath of man to praise him. I have no news to write you, but we will all be pleased to see you when you shall return home. In much love, Mother.